啊，第五章啊，就是讲灵的区别。
Talk about the distinction of different spirits.
那我们已经啊知道啊有大概归纳为四种的灵。
Distinguishing different spirits, there are four kinds of different spirits.
啊，关于这四种的灵啊，各种灵的名称也很多。
And there are different names for different spirits.
那么在这个课本里头呢，所记载的。就是这些灵呢，依照他们的特性、他们的功能或者他们的啊这个荣耀啊啊或者他们的作用来称他这个灵的名称。
Spirit are given different names according to his nature, characteristic, glory, and nature.
啊，这个课本呢、啊、所学的啊，大家啊看一下就可以了。
We can just take a look on what the book says.
啊。天使的灵、魔鬼灵也是一样的意思。
Similarly, the angel spirit and devil spirit.、
那么我们再看第六章。
Chapter six.
真实这个真实的灵。
The spirit of God.
啊，第一个单元是讲啊，圣灵就是神的灵。
The first chapter talks about Holy Spirit is the spirit of God.
啊，第二个单元讲自由拥有的灵。
The second spirit talks about the spirit of self-existence. I am who I am.
第三个单元讲纯粹的活灵。
Chapter three talks about the pure spirit.
第四个单元讲灵怎么来显示。
The fourth point talks about the manifestation of spirit.
再来就是讲真神的灵的工作。
And then talks about the work of the spirit of God.
在旧约时代，他这个灵的工作是什么？新约时代的工作是什么
？The work of Spirit of God, New Testament and New Testament.
最后谈到真神的灵与教会同在应该有的现象。
And lastly, talk about the manifestation of God's Spirit in the true church.
好，我们第一个单元就是说圣灵就是神的灵。
The first unit talk about the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
那么在这个圣经里头说神只有一位。
The Bible said God is one.
独一无二的。
It's only one.
那 既然是这样，那是虽然称为圣灵、啊、也就是神的灵。
And the Spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit.
因为、啊、神的灵才配称为圣的灵。
Because only the Spirit of God could be called the Holy Spirit.
那么在这里面圣经节来对照。
And we have some Bible verses.
比如说马太福音第十章二十节。
For example, Matthew 10:20.
主耶稣说：“你们被交到官府那边，也不必忧虑讲什么话。”
Jesus said, "When you are handed over to the officials, you should not worry about what to say."
到那个时候，父的灵就会指导你们来说话。
Because the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
但是路加福音十二章十二节却说圣灵只教你们当说的话。
But in Luke chapter 12 verse 12 talks about the Holy Spirit will guide you on the what to speak.
同样一件事。
Same event.
啊，马太福音是说父的灵，路加福音说圣灵。
Matthew said the Father Spirit and Luke said the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那我们再看罗马书八章九节。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
罗马书八章第九节。
Romans 8, 9.
这里记载是如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属于肉体，乃属于圣灵了。
He says, if the Spirit of God lives in you, that you no longer belong to the flesh, but belong to the Spirit.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属于基督。
Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ.
所以节圣经记在前面说神的灵。
Verses say the Spirit of God.
中间说圣灵。
In the middle say the Holy Spirit.
后来又说基督的灵。
And also say the Spirit of Christ.
名称不一样。
Different names.
其实圣灵就是神的灵。
But rather, it is talking about Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
也是基督的灵。
It is the Spirit of Christ.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那么基督是因为救赎人类而到降生到世上。
Christ came to this world in order to save mankind.
然后他升天以后
and then he ascended to heaven,
他的灵又降下来
he descended again his spirit,
他没有去圣灵就没有来
because if he did not go up then he would not send
the spirit, 所以圣灵也可以说是基督的灵从基督那边来的
so we can see the Holy Spirit is from Christ and it's also from God
所以对这段事情也告诉我们圣灵就是神的灵
so these verses tell us that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God
同样这八章的十四节
Romans 8:14
十四节和十六节的对照
and 14 to 16
他说被神的灵引导就是神的儿女
Those who led by the Spirit of God are sons of God
十六节说圣灵与我们的心来同证我们是神的儿女
16 said the Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children
前面说神的灵引导后面说圣灵印证
They say the Spirit of God and then they say the Spirit
这也是告诉我们圣灵和神的灵是相等的
This teaches us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God
那么哥林多前书三章的十六节
1 Corinthians 3:16
他告诉保罗告诉哥林多教会
Paul tells the Corinth church
神的灵住在你们里面你们就是神的殿
The Spirit of God lives in you and you are God's temple
那么同样哥林多前书六章的十九节
1 Corinthians 6:19
说你们的身体就是圣灵的殿
Your body is the temple of God
所以神的灵圣灵同样是一个
So the spirit is the same
这个圣经节很多来证明这个圣灵就是神的灵
Lots of verses to prove that Holy Spirit is the spirit of God
我们再看《耶利米书》的三章二十四节
Let's turn to 1 John
3:24 耶利米书三章二十四节
1 John 3:24
这一段圣经记载说我们遵守神命令的就是住在神里头
For those who keep the commandments of God lives in God
我们怎么知道神住在我们里面呢
How do we know that we live, he lives in us We live in him
所以我们知道神住在我们里面是因为他是给我们圣灵
And this is how we know that he lives in us We know it by the spirit he gave us
可见这个圣灵就是神
So the Holy Spirit is God
这是神的灵
It's the spirit of God
那么在哥林多前书的十二章十一节所记载
1 Corinthians 12:11
一切的恩赐就是借着这个圣灵运行来分给个人的
And all of these are the work of one and the same spirit.
那么雅各书的一章十七节
In James chapter 1 verse 17
他又说这恩各样的美善的恩赐是从这个众光之父那里来的
And he said all kinds of gifts, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father and the heavenly light.
这个也告诉我们
These teach us
父的灵就是圣灵圣灵就是父的灵
Spirit of Father is the Holy Spirit
好第二个单元
The second unit
说明真神的灵就是自由拥有的灵
The Spirit of God is the Spirit of self-existence I am who I am
当神差遣摩西要到埃及去这个带以色列人出来
When Godcommand Moses to lead the people of Israel from Egypt
那摩西问说如果我到他们那边问说谁差你来我要怎么回答
Moses said if people ask me who sent you how should I answer them
那么神告诉摩西说你就告诉百姓说那个自由拥有的打发我到这里来的
and God told him if you are asked a question just tell him the one I amSend to you there.
自由拥有自由就是并不是被造的
I am who I am is not the created one
是自然而有的神
He is self-existent
他的生命是无限量的
His life is unlimited
万物的存在
He sustains all things
万物的来源
He is the origin of all things
就是由他所创造由他来维持的
He is the creator and the one who sustains all things
所以他的生活不必靠外面的力量或者物质来帮助他
So his life does not depend on outside world and material things
他也不 不受这环境物质的限制。
He need not to be bound by materialism.
所以他的生活是在于他自己。
So he is on his own.
他是自由的。
He is self-existent.
生活自由，行动也自由的。
He has freedom.
所以在还没有万物以前，他是就有他的存在。
So before creation, he exists.
所以他是永远存在的。
So he will exist forever.
就是说，他没有生的开始，也没有死的命的结束。
That is no beginning, not an end.
所以圣经记载说，他独一不死的。
The Bible says he is the only one that endures forever.
也叫做永生的神。
And he is called the everlasting God.
或者永在的神。
Or everlasting God.
因为他没有时间。的限制
because he's not bound by time.
时间没有办法来计算他什么时候开始，什么时候结束。
He's not limited by time, so that we cannot say when did he begin to appear.
看一千年好像一天。
A thousand years seems to him just one day.
所以在神来看
，so from God's perspective,
他没有受这个时间的限制。
It is not limited by time.
他的生命是无穷尽的。
His life is without limit.
没有前，没有后。
No, he's no present, no past, no future.
就是说，没有一个时间没有他的存在。
Every time he fills the whole universe in every unit of time.
永远存在，永远不变。
He's an everlasting, never changing God.
所以说他是自由，又是拥有。
And he self-exists.
他不是被造的
he is not created one.
那么在这里面圣经节记载很多
There are lots of Bible verses
说这个神的灵叫做自由拥有
The spirit of God is the God
那这个圣灵常常记载是从神那里或是从耶稣那里来
And all the spirit of God is from God or from Jesus
那么这个神的灵只有一个
The Spirit of God is only one.
只有一个独一的神。
The only true God.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
十七章第三节认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这个就是永生这里记载说神是独一的
He said God is the only one
我们再来看提摩太前书
Let's turn to 1 Timothy
第六章十六节
6:16
提摩太前书第六章十六节
First Timothy 6:16
就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里是人未曾看见也是不能看见的要将它显明出来但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归于他阿们这里说神是独一不死的
He said God is immortal, is everlasting
人又看不到
No one can see him
在光那里面
Who lives in unapproachable light
所以这里说神是独一又是永有
He said God is the only God and is everlasting
那有问题就来了
And now there's a problem
因为主耶稣受洗的时候
When Jesus was baptized
同一个时间
At the same time,
有父也有子也有圣灵同时出现。
The Father and the Son and the Spirit manifest all at the same time.
因为一般的这个教会没有办法了解到底神要怎么样叫做一位的神。
Because all the denomination they do not understand the mystery of the only true God.
主耶稣洗礼的时候
When Jesus was baptized
在洗礼 这个时候呢，天门开
，and the heaven opened。
那么天开了，这个施洗约翰看到圣灵降在主耶稣身上。
John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus。
那么天父出声
，and the Father speak。
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我喜悦的。
In whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听从他。
You should listen to him.
也是在马太福音第三章。
Here we got on Matthew chapter 3.
或者路加文第三章都有啊。
On Luke 3.
那这个事情呢，就是说耶稣也在那边。
Jesus is there.
那么圣灵也降下来。
And the Holy Spirit is there.
还有父也出现出生。
And our Father speak.
那么一般的人说，哎，父是神。
Some people said the Father is God.
一位
is the only God. Is the,
the 耶稣也是神
，and Jesus is God.
也是一位
，and is also another person.
圣灵也是神
，the Holy Spirit is God.
也是一位
，another person.
他都搞迷糊了，他这个到底怎么样？所以称为三位一体的神。
And they are confused, and they call it the Trinity God.
因为根据马太福音二十八章
，because according to Matthew 28，
那里啊，大概十九节、二十节
，verse 18-19，
那么这个主耶稣告诉门徒说去传福音给万民听。
Jesus told the people, disciples to preach to all nations.
啊，要奉父子。圣灵的名为他们施礼
baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
他们认为父也是神
They think the Father is God.
子耶稣也是神
Son is God.
圣灵也是神
And Holy Spirit is also God.
那么他就搞不清楚就叫做三位一体的神
They are confused, so they call it God is in Trinity.
其实他们也相信神只有一位。
Actually, they believe that God is only one.
他们也是独一神观。
Actually, they call, the idea is also one true God.
他不能了解为什么这个是神，那个是为什么同时会出现。
But they don't understand why three exist at the same time.
他不能解决。
They cannot solve the problem.
所以呢，他就成为三位一体的神。
So they call God in the Trinity God.
其实是相信神只有一位。
Actually, they believe that God is only one.
这个父啊，子圣灵啊的名是其实只有一个名。
Actually, the name is only one for the Father, Spirit, and God.
这个名就是耶稣。
The name is Jesus.
耶稣这个是神的名
Jesus is the name of God
所以在约翰福音的十七章第六节
John 17 verse 6
看一下约翰福音十七章的第六节
John 17 verse 6
你从树上赐给我的人我已将你的名显出来你的名是父，你的名是父你的名。
You gave them the name, and he manifest the name.
耶稣将神的名显出来。
Jesus manifest the name of God.
好，再看十一节
，verse 11。
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去，圣父啊。求你因你所赐给我的名、啊、保守他们叫他们合而为一像我们一样我的名
My name
我的名你是给我的名
John 17:11
这是个子的名
The name given to me that is the name of
God 也是耶稣
That's Jesus、
那么圣灵是父的灵也是子的灵
Holy Spirit is the Father, the name of the Father, and the name of the Son.
神的灵也是耶稣基督的灵。
So the Spirit of God is also the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
因为使徒明白。
Because the disciples understand.
所以使徒时代洗礼都是只有奉耶稣基督的名。
So when they baptize in the name of Jesus.
在使徒行传的第八章
Acts to the 8
大概到从第十四节到十七节那里有记载，他们奉主耶稣的名洗礼了，但是还没有得到圣灵。
And they were baptized in the name of Jesus, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他们第十章，使徒行传第十章四十四节到四十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 44 to 48。
那么哥尼流一家的人受圣灵。
And Cornelius' family received the Holy Spirit.
那些奉割礼的就是犹太人。
Those who are from the circumcision group, they are Jews.
感觉看到了，感觉稀奇。
And they were astonished.
为什么圣灵会降到外邦人身上
？Why the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit?
因为听他们说方言。
Because hearing them speaking in tongues.
但是你可以听得到。
Because you can hear the people receiving the Holy Spirit. Peter said.
他们既然得了圣灵，和我们一样。
They received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
得了圣灵和使徒要一样。
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you must be as the disciples did.
都会说方言。
Speak in tongues.
那么我们怎谁能够禁止不奉耶稣的人为他们洗礼呢
？Who can stop them from receiving baptism?
所以他们洗礼也是奉耶稣的名。
So they baptize in the name of Jesus.
再来就是使徒行传的十九章。
And then Acts chapter 19.
19:1-7
Those the believers in Ephesus, they believed, but they were not baptized in the right way. And Paul asked them, what kind of baptism we receive? John's baptism is only a baptism of repentance.
奉耶稣基督的名为他们洗礼
，and they baptized them in the name of Jesus.
所以，这个坚持说记载奉耶稣基督的名，不是奉父子圣灵的名。
So all the verses record that they baptized in the name of Jesus, not the Son, Father, Holy Spirit.
其他还有使徒行传第二章37-39
and also in Acts chapter 2:37-39.
当他们圣灵降临古神节使徒案。起了见证，那么信犹太人胆子扎心，那我们要怎么办？彼得指示要奉耶稣的名洗礼。
And the people were pierced by Peter's teachings, and they asked, "What should we do?" So Peter said, "Baptize in the name of Jesus."
我主耶稣虽然说奉父子圣灵的名为人洗礼，但是这些使徒明白主耶稣在讲什么。
Even though Jesus himself is speak that you should baptize in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but the disciples understand what it means.
这是奉耶稣基督的名。
That is the name is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣这个名。
So Jesus' name.
也是父的名。
Is the name of the Father.
你的名是给我。
The name you gave me.
子的名。
The name of the Son.
我的名。
The name you gave me.
同样一个名。
The same name.
所以呢，这个是救主的名。
That is the name of the Lord.
就是。洗礼是靠主耶稣的名。
That we baptize by the name of Jesus.
所以在约翰福音的二十章。
So in John 20,
31节。
Verse 30, 31.
二十章的三十一节啊。
John 20:31。
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他。就可以因他的名得生命，因他的名得生命。
May have life in His name.
神迹奇事是来引导我们相信耶稣。
Miracles and signs and wonders they are all guiding us to
believe in God. 相信耶稣是因他的名而得生命。
So that we may have life in His name.
所以主耶稣这个名能够让我们得生命。
So the name of Jesus can give life to us.
因为信了他。
Because of believing in
him, 他的名洗礼罪得赦免
baptizing under his name so that our sins could be washed away.
因他的名得永生
that we can have life through his name.
看约翰福音第三章十六节
John 3:16.
约翰福音
John 3
三章从十六节看到十八节
John 3:16-18.
我们就只看十八节好了。信他的人不罪定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信 神独生子的灵，不信神独生子的灵。
For those who do not believe the name of the sons of God，
就是说，因为主的灵最得胜，因为主的灵最这个啊得永生得生命。
Because of the name of the Father and the Son, then do have life。
好，我们现在要讲回来。
Now we're coming back。
我们现在所信的不是三位一体的神。
The God we believe is not the Trinity God。
我们是独一只有一位的神。
And we believe in one true God。
这是同样这个耶稣基督。
The same Jesus Christ。
只不过呢，因为神在各时期他的工作不一样。
But because in different period of time that God has different work to achieve。
因为他站在创造的立场叫做父。
From the creation perspective, the real viewpoint, and God is the Father.
成为肉身到世上站在人的立场，就叫做子。
And from the human perspective, that He come to earth and save mankind, and He is the Son.
所以人类本来是神的儿子。
And human was the sons of God.
但是人都犯了罪啦。
Because human sin.
属于魔鬼啦。
And belong to Satan.
这节圣经记在《A.N. 一书》三章八节。
That recorded in 1 John 3:8.
犯罪的属于魔鬼啦。
Those who sin belong to Satan.
不能成为神的儿子。
They cannot be called the children of God.
因为生命和神的生命隔绝啦。
The life has been alienated from God.
耶稣基督降生来。
Jesus Christ came to this world,
是因为圣灵那怀孕的,
and he was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
他必须成为人的立场,
and she come in this perspective from man.
他就圣灵怀孕来降生, 就不是在罪里面亚当的灵, 生下来的。
The Holy Spirit conceived him so that he is not under the sin of Adam.
所以是借着童女玛利亚生的。
It was that through Mary the Virgin.
不是说人来结婚生的。
Not from the marriage union.
只有他没有罪。
Because he's the only one without sin.
他能够称为神的儿子。
He could be called the son of God.
所以叫做神的独生子。
He's called the only begotten son.
只有他没有罪才能够替我们有罪的人来救赎成为这个赎罪祭。
He's the only sinless one who can be used as a redemption.
所以耶稣基督在人的立场代替人类站在子的立场。
So Jesus Christ come to this world from a man perspective, a son.
当他完成救赎的工作，埋葬第三天复活了。
When he finished the work of salvation and he was buried and he has resurrected on the third day,
40天
through 40 days,
常常显现他们所做见证。
He manifests himself to the disciples.
要升天去，他就答应他去的时候要差圣灵来。
Before he ascended to heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit.
圣灵没有来，
because the Holy Spirit did not come,
我们还没有凭证。
We have no promise to guarantee.
圣灵来了。
And the Holy Spirit comes.
是为了要继续主耶稣在完成救赎工作。
Is to continue the work, the salvation work of Jesus Christ.
就是这个建立真教会。
That is to establish the true church.
所以建立教会就是以圣灵来工作，圣灵是耶稣灵，是父的灵来完成神的工作。
So、the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of the Son and the Father, continue the work of building the church.
这是三个时期。在各立场的称呼不一样。
That is the name of the Spirit is called differently in three different time periods.
是只有一位神。
Actually, God is one.
同一位灵。
The same Spirit.
但是我们不称为三位一体。
And we don't call it Trinity.
我们称为只有独一无二的一位神。
We call it only one true God.
好，问题就来了，就是说。为什么一位神？你说三个时期又同时出现
？You said why is the only one God? Why he manifests himself in three different ways? Three different persons, and Jesus is here.
子在这边啊。
The Son.
父也出生啊。
The Father also speak.
圣灵也降下来。
The Holy Spirit the same.
为什么会同时出现呢
？Why they appear in the same time?
我们认识神的灵是。无限量。
We know that the Spirit of God is without limit.
无所不在。
Is omnipresent.
充满宇宙。
Is filling everything.
所以呢，同时出现 哪有什么困难呢？
What difficulty it has to appear at the same time?
我们五十个人祷告，
50 people pray together，
同时出现五十个人都有圣灵，
and 50 of us have the Holy Spirit at the same time，
而且都不在同一个地方，
even though we are not in the same place，
全地球的信徒同时祷告也是啊，都有圣灵。
All the members, believers, and pray in different parts of the world, they all have Holy Spirit.
这个灵只有一个。
Only one Spirit.
不是有千千万万的灵。
It's not that there are millions of spirits.
对这个灵如果认识。
If you understand truly the Holy Spirit.
这个就没有困难。
Then we have no difficulty to understand. Just like electricity.
这个电来了，电灯会亮。
And electricity comes, the light bulb will light.
电风琴也会出声。
Electric organ can sound.
麦克风也会发出它的功用。
Microphone can work.
电锅也可以烧饭。
And also the cooker.
功能都发挥出来。
Every product has its function.
同样一个电。
The same electricity.
所以同样一个灵。
So the same spirit.
同时出现。
And it manifests itself in the same time.
所以
3
John chapter 3
John
chapter 3 verse 13 除了从天降下能救在天的人子没有人升过天。
No one has ever gone into the heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
人子是从天降下，
The Son came from heaven,
仍然在天。
And He is still in heaven.
虽然他降生为人，但是他的灵还是在天。
Even though He came down as a human, but His spirit is still in heaven.
这个就是说，神的灵是遍在的。
That is, Spirit of God fills all and in all.
可以同时出现。
He can appear in different places at the same time.
其实神只有一个灵。
God is one.
因为灵就他神的灵就没有时间、空间、物质的隔阂限制。
So the spirit of God is not limited by time, space, and dimensions.
因为他是无所不在。
Because he is omnipresent.
所以在这里主耶稣洗礼，同时圣灵降临，天父出现，没有困难。
So Jesus was baptized with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They all manifest. It's no problem.
我们不称为三位一体的神。
We do not call it a Trinity God.
我们只有相信神是独一无二，只有一位的神。
Rather we believe God is the only true God.
这样能够听得清楚吗
？You understand？
能够明白啊。好，我们再看第三的单元是纯粹的活灵。
Now it talks about the pure living spirit.
灵就没有形质，无影无踪。
Spirit is without a body and
you can track. 肉体可以摸得到。
If you have a flesh, you can touch it.
能够感觉出来。
You can feel it.
但是灵是没有办法摸，没有办法看。
But you cannot touch or see the spirit.
所以神叫我们不要用偶像，也不要用装置一个偶像或者画一个图来拜他。
That's why God commands us not to make any images.
因为神是个灵，
because God is a spirit，
也没有这个体，
it's no form or body，
这个叫做纯粹的活灵，
that is called the pure and living spirit。
但是圣经里头又常常记载神的耳朵听义人祷告，
but the Bible records that God's ears hear the prayer of the righteous。
神这个他的膀臂，他的手要拯救谦卑的人。
The arm of God will save those who are humble.
他的眼睛就要看遍察全地。
His eyes is over the world.
常常有记载这个人的手啦，神的手啦，神的眼睛啦。
Always recall that God's eye, God's arm, God's ears.
神的耳朵啦。又是这个，就是说。以我们人能够了解的这个事物来说明神他的存在，他的能力，让我们认识。
That is to use the language of human, the things to understand, for us to understand the existence of God.
但是古时候又有人常常说，我看到神啊，我会死的。
In the past, the people said, I see God, so that I will die.
因为神有时候会显出人的形状来让人向人显现。
Because sometimes God will manifest Himself in form of human.
那这个就是说啊，让人来认识他。
That is for other people to understand Him.
其实那不是神的本体。
Actually, that is not the body of God.
是一个意象而已。
Actually, it's only a vision.
好像一张相片，好像电视那个影片一样。
Just like a photograph or a TV image.
所以看到的是一个意象。
So what we see is a vision only.
显形不是说本体。
The manifestation is not actions.
它要成为像我们人一样，要吃东西也可以吃。
He can come down in a human form and to eat something with us.
要你摸到肉，摸到骨头也可以。
He can let you to touch his bone or flesh.
好像像亚伯拉罕啊显现。
Just like Abraham, when God manifests Himself to him, and Abraham killed a calf and hold a feast,
让你看不出他就是天使神。
So that you not know directly that He is God.
这是有必要性的时候，他用人的形象来向人显现。
That is, He will manifest in human form, in if necessary.
那么。怎么叫做神的活灵是纯粹的
What is a pure and living spirit?
就是没有体没有这个实物的这个质
That is of no action, no material, no body
那么神的活灵呢就是因为纯粹的所以没有这个物质的隔阂
So because it's a pure and living spirit so it's not bound by physical dimension
因为它是说一个活灵
Because it's a pure spirit
这个就是要有两个具备条件。
So at least two conditions that must be fulfilled.
第一个要有生命。
The first one is must have life.
第二个要有位格。
The second is must have persons.
什么叫做有生命
？What is the first point have life?
也就是它是一个灵的生命。
That is a living spirit.
也就是它有活泼的生活的灵。
That is a living.Spirit,
不变的
it never changed,
又真又活的
and it's a true and living,
永远不死的
never die.
所以他不必靠别人或者靠什么物质来维持他的生命
He need not to be sustained by material and other things
也就是说自己有生命
Rather he himself has life
而且还供应宇宙之间一切的生命的本源
And he gives life to everything in the world
这个就是说他本身就是生命的本源
That is, he is the origin of life.
他能够住籍能够存在
He self-exists
第二点就是要有位格
The second point is that he must have personality
人有人格
People, human beings has character
神有神格
God has his own divine
characteristics 好像学生有学生的资格老师有老师的资格
Just like a student has his own requirement or condition and
所讲这个
has his own
位格就是自由，有这个自由意识。
The personality or character is that God has his own conscience.
懂得我就是我。
God said, I am who I am.
很清楚。
Is very clear.
他有自我决议的能力。
He has the ability to make his own decision.
他要做什么
？He can do what his will.
不必商量。
He need not to consult you.
他有办法决定。
He have the method to decide.
他神所决定的事绝对不会错误的。
Because God will not make a wrong decision.
因为他这个灵是完全的。
Because His spirit is pure and perfect.
所以他对这个摩西说。
So he told Moses.
以色列人受苦，我知道。
I know that the Israelites is suffering.
我要下去。
I will go down.
拯救他们脱离法老的手。
From the hands of Pharaoh.
这个是他有位格就是说他不必受别人的影响或者别人的建议别人的支持他
He has a personality and character that he himself he is independent he need not be influenced by other people
自己知道他存在他的这个能力
He know his power and his existence
所以说能支持着他有自我意识和自我决议决定决议的能力的点
That is his ability to make decision.
好我们再看第五点就是课本好先这个错字先改一下好了
Let's correct some misprint.
啊，中文呢？啊，中文的六十一页。
Now we only talk about the Chinese.
啊，六十一页的这个中第三行。
For English, we can ignore that part.
有一个底下有《使徒行传》十七章二十七节那一句说：“弃人不言，是离人不言，离开的离啊，离人不言，距离的离。”啊，六十一页，中文六十一页的第三行啊，离人不言，不是弃人不言啊。我们再看这个五十九页，五十九页的啊，阿拉伯是第三啊，这个神是独一的神，为了救赎人类的关系，那个赎不是毒啊。那个熟啊，好，看过来六十二页，六十二页的第三行，中间那里以撒书六十六章那里啊，天是我的脚凳，是地是我的脚凳啊，天地刚刚消完，地是我的脚凳。再来是第四段啊，六十二页的第四段有生命，底下那里有一个零，哥林多前零钱。是贴上人叫贴钱才对，贴上人叫的贴钱，第一章第九节才对啊、哦。那个贴上人叫贴啊，贴一三九节。再来就是啊，这个63A 那个有位格的啊，那个倒数第二行中间那里有一个出埃及记33章6节，是34章才对啊，34章啊，有位格63A 呢，阿拉伯第二有位格的最后啊，那倒数第二行。出埃及记33改为34才对。好，现在我们讲啊，63页的这个第五段，骗债的灵啊，神是骗债的灵。
Now we talked about the point E, God's spirit is omnipresent.
骗债就是无所不在。
That is, He is everywhere.
他是近的神也是远的神。
He is a God nearby and a God far away.
他是高至高的神也是。啊，这个降看到最低的神。
And he is the God in the highest, and he also is the God who looks at
the being. 众人之上，也坐在众人之中。
He is above all and in all.
他也是在众人之内。
And he is in all and through all.
所以他啊的潜能托住万有。
His power sustains.Support all things.
那既然这样，他要管理宇宙之间，所以他的灵要充满宇宙。
So his spirit, because he controlled all universe, so that he fills all.
所以他叫做无所不在的神。
So he is the omnipresent God.
所以你要说明什么叫做骗债的灵。
So you want to explain what is omnipresent?
他怎么能够骗债
？How can he be omnipresent?
第一点
，the first point.
要记录哦。
You have to take this
考试会出来哦。
They will appear in the exam.
不要只有看这里哦。
Don't just look at me.
考试百分之百会出来哦。
100%, you'll see it.
神的灵是无限量。
God's spirit is without limit.
他才有办法是骗债的。
That's why he could be everywhere.
第二点。
The second point.
他能够称为骗债的灵。
He can be called the spirit of omnipresence.
他不受时间、空间、物质的限制。
He is not limited by time, space, and material.
所以他才有办法充满万有，无所不在。
So that he could be filled all and in all.
第三点。
The third point.
他是骗债的灵，因为他要统管万有。
He is the omnipresent God, the Spirit, because he can rule over everything.
他为万有所本，万有所归。
To all things will come to him, and he is control all things.
第四点
，the fourth point.
因为他是骗债的，他能够骗察全地。
His eyes is watching over everything on earth.
他要按着个人的行为来施行报应。
He will judge everyone according to his own deeds.
如果他不是骗债，他就没有办法骗查前地了。
If he is not omnipresent, he could not judge people.
每一个人的行为，他怎么能够知道呢？
Otherwise, how can he know each individual's different behavior?
第五点。
The fifth point.
什么地方有他的智慧、他的能力所显现的地方？
And wherever has the manifestation of its wisdom and power,
也就是他的灵在那一边
is the place where his spirit manifests.
神的灵就实际在其中
that God's spirit is in them.
因为这样他才有办法成为骗债的灵
Because of this, he could be called the omnipresent spirit.
第四个单元说神的灵的显示
So the fourth point talks about
神的灵显示这里
写
了十种，写了十种。
We have 10 different points.
它显在人的心里。
Through man's heart.
因为人有良心。
Because human has conscience.
良心就是是非之心。
That is the ability to decide what is right and wrong.
有拜神的本性。
Human have the instinct of worshiping God.
拜神的本能。
Instinct of
也就是有宗教信仰
That is the need for religion
人心里面有道德力
And there's a morality in human's heart
这就是神在人的心里面显现
That is the way that God manifests himself in human's heart
第二点借着所造的万物来了解它的存在
The second point through created things that human can understand his existence
因为它给各种生物动物植物有生活的技能
because it gives life to an ability to survive
就是
many animals
造化的奇妙
that is the wondrous deeds of creation
让你了解神的存在
so that you know the existence of God
第三是借着人的言语
the third part through human speech
向古圣徒啦讲话
and he speak to the saints in the past
先贤先知
he told prophets
或者第四
the fourth point
借着人的形象来显现
through the he manifests himself in image of man
第五
fifth point
借着异梦来显示
through dreams
第六借着异象
and then sixth through visions
我们来看约伯记
the son of Job
约伯记33章
Job 33
约伯记33章
Job 33
14节
Verse 14
14节到18节
To 18
这里所记载的说神啊对人说一次两次人都不理他
Here says God speak one and second times and man pay no attention
15节说当人躺在床上的时候
In a dream, in a vision
他就这个用梦和那个意象来开通他的耳朵
When man sleep, for deep sleep and he will speak through him in the dreams and vision
将当受的教训印在他的心上
And to put the things that he's going to teach about them in their heart
17节说
17
这个意象异梦的目的是叫醒了人阻挡人不要用自己的谋算行了骄傲的事
That is to turn man from wrongdoings and keep him from pride
第十八节说神要阻挡人免得陷到坑里头
And to preserve his soul from the pit
或者死在刀下
His life from perishing by the soul
所以我们知道神不会做那个无聊没有意义的事情
We know that God will not do something meaningless
神显现异象
When God manifests in a dream
当你看到
so that you see
或者做了异梦
or you have a dream
这个都有意义的
that is a meaning behind
都要有教训性
there's a teachings behind
或者有所启示
or there's a revelation behind
是重要的事情
and that is something important
对你个人或者对你家庭
important to you and your family
或者对你的这个生命
or to your life
对你的行为
to your deeds
有一个叫醒
there's a message
警告
And there's a warning.
事情还没发生, 就告诉你,
and before things happen, he'll tell you.
但是如果人不警醒,
but if human is not watchful,
违背天上的意象,
go against the revelation from heaven,
那就受灾祸,
then we will be troubled.
所以, 神要向人显现, 有时候用梦, 有时候用, 意象。
So when God manifests himself, he will sometimes through a dream or in a vision.
这个梦也有好几种,
it's a group, several kinds of dreams.
有的是幻想的梦,
some dream, some daydreams.
白天有所思, 晚上有所梦,
or some dream at night because you think too much.
如果你挂虑了某一件事就会梦,
if you worry or think about one thing too deeply, that you have dream related to the
dream. 有的因为身体虚弱,
and some people because their body are weak,
就整天都在梦,
so they dream all day.
所以眼睛一闭到就看异象做异梦,
and they close their eyes, they see a vision or dream.
这个身体很虚弱,
because their body are weak,
身体的关系,
because of the health.
另外一种从魔鬼来的,
another kind of dreams come from Satan.
魔鬼要来欺骗人,
so because Satan wants to deceive
you, 也会让你有异梦有异象,
they'll let you dream or see vision.
从神来的,
but from God,
异梦异象,
no matter it's a dream or vision,
都是有意义的,
that comes with a meaning.
哦, 不是没有意义的,
not without a meaning.
所以呢, 我们呢, 不要追求要做异梦看异象,
so we should not pursue to have more dreams or vision.
要让, 啊, 它自然而然,
we let it come naturally.
如果异梦异象有看到,
if you see visions of dreams,
那就是对他有所意义有所警告,
that should be something meaningful and carrying a message.
所以保罗说他没有违背天上来的意象,
just like Paul said, he did not go against the visions from heaven.
往往都是那些常常做异梦看异象离开真道的,
oftentimes, the one who see vision or dreams, they are the one who departed from the truth.
那将来就将他所看到的来向他为审判的凭证,
so in future, the dreams and vision they saw will be the evidence of justice.
所以没有看到的就信的就有福了,
so for those who never see but believe, they are blessed.
所以看到异象做异梦要特别小心,
so if you see a vision or dream, you have to be more cautious.
不要违背 天上来神向你显现的这个意象意梦,
do not be against the vision or dreams that are from God and from heaven.
所以我们要记住神没有做那无聊的事,
so remember God never do things that without a meaning.
异梦让尼布甲尼撒王做了这个梦,
for example King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream,
就是警告他,
and that dream is a warning dream.
意思做的异梦,
Joseph had a dream,
就是指导神告诉他未来他的前途,
that's God talks about his future,
应该他要做什么,
what is he going to do,
所以一定有意义的,
so there must be a meaning behind.
第七,
the second point,
神的显现是借着人, 啊, 魂有想换,
and through a trance,
这是在祷告的时候呢, 啊, 这个彼得, 所看到的,
okay, through a trance that Peter, when he prayed, he saw something.
然后得到启示, 就是传福音给, 啊, 这个外邦人第一家哥尼流,
and he received the message so that he would preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
啊, 往往啊, 啊, 在祷告当中, 好像保罗说他不知道身外身, 啊, 身内, 啊, 这是人的肉体有没有去, 他不知道他到第三天, 啊, 三层天去,
so just like Paul said, he didn't know whether he is in the body or outside the body, but he just feel like being lifted up to heaven.
啊, 第八点,
the eighth point,
神的显示呢, 就是借着灵感,
through the movement of the Holy Spirit in one man's heart,
就是圣灵感动我们,
that the Holy Spirit move us,
来明白神的奥秘,
to understand God's mystery,
说出神的话语,
speak the word of God.
大部分圣经都是这样感动写出来的,
and the Bible was written in this way.
第九,
the ninth point,
借着耶稣基督成肉身到世上来,
through Jesus who came to the world in flesh,
让我们看到主就看到神,
as we see the Lord Jesus, we see God,
因为他将神的 本性和神的能力神的智慧显出来
because he manifests himself
第十
the tenth point
是借着圣灵和我们同在
through the abundance of the Holy Spirit
神看不到
God is invisible
摸不到
is,
但是圣灵我们体会得到
we can experience the Holy Spirit
圣灵带给我们恩赐
Holy Spirit give us gifts
引导我们明白真理
guide us into all the truth
是给我们有辨别珠帘或者一辨干果的恩赐
give us the ability to distinguish the spirit and cast out demons
圣灵体会在我们身上非常喜乐
and if we have a Holy Spirit our spirit will be filled of joy
圣灵是给我们合而为一的心
Spirit of God will give us the unity
这个是圣灵这个神啊向我们这个显现的方法
that is how God reveals himself
第二段呢就记载一些实例
and the part B talks about some examples
神向古圣徒怎么显现
how did God reveal himself to ancient saints
但这个自己看就好了
just take a look
好我们
莫
达
let's pray and start